Art, what has changed or transpired recently to really get this story back on the front burner?
Well, it seems the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman, his deputy, Bill Daly, and four business people from Los Angeles met with Mayor Murray and County Executive Constantine May 6th in Seattle. They went out of their way to fly here to try to understand what's going on politically to be of interest to the NHL. That's kind of a big move, and it seems that the NHL is quite serious about Seattle, and that gesture alone has gotten people to arch their eyebrows and say, is this possible? Could the NHL be here first ahead of the NBA?
And that's really the question, because the memorandum of understanding that was signed by the city of Seattle and King County and investor Chris Hansen for a proposed arena in SoTo calls for an NBA team to come first, and then an NHL team could follow. And that memorandum of understanding is still in place, and it seems like it would take a lot to change that. But
well, it certainly would be difficult from a political perspective, and there is no particular momentum in this project, and it's easy for critics to demonize this project as corporate welfare, even though there are no current or future taxes at risk in doing this. The public participation is in the form of getting $200 million in construction money based on the city's ability to pay it back. So that is a problem to rewrite that MOU. The solution to it would be that the prospective NHL owners would have to reduce the public risk sufficiently to make this almost a no-brainer. Whether that will happen really depends on whether Chris Hansen wants to continue knowing that NHL would be first when his passion is the NBA. The NBA doesn't show any interest in relocating any team, and the NBA has had no indication that they're interested in expanding by two more teams. That could still happen, but that would be years down the road.
What's the status of the NHL and what they could be doing to bring a team here?
Well, they are much more solid than they have been. They've got new TV contracts bringing in greater revenues. They seem to be more economically stable than at any time in their history. And they have 30 teams, as does the NBA, but they have 16 in the East and 14 in the West. So they'd like to get two more teams in the West. And Seattle is obviously the 13th largest U.S. market, and it's near Vancouver, which has got a very established Canucks franchise. So a lot of momentum is there for the NHL to try to be first. Will it be able to sustain economically? That's the big question.
And then you've got the big question mark of what's going to actually happen with the proposed arena project.
Correct. The big problem is that the draft environmental impact statement seems to be stuck in bureaucracy, not going to be ready until September. And even then, it is going to be subject to litigation by people who are opposing the SoTo location. The NHL says, we'll play temporarily in Key Arena for 2, maybe even 3 years if we know that an arena will be built. And Seattle can't say that yet.
Despite all this uncertainty, it still warrants a visit from the NHL commissioner to town now.
That demonstrates some serious eagerness, and I think Seattle sports fans should be listening because that hasn't happened in quite a while.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.